For decades, oil and gas companies dug canals through Louisiana's marshes looking for oil and building pipelines. Those canals are one of the big causes of coastal land loss. Now a handful of parishes are suing the oil and gas companies over that damage. It seems like filling the canals back in with soil would be a good way to fix the damage, but that's not part of the state's new coastal master plan. WWNO's Travis Lux looked into why not.
David Muth knows the back swamps and marshes of the John Lafitte Barataria Preserve well. The park is about 30 minutes south of New Orleans, and Muth worked out here as park manager for more than 15 years. Now he's the director of the Gulf Restoration Program at the National Wildlife Federation. Well before the park was federal land, oil and gas companies went through here exploring for oil.
But that was pretty much the history of the industry in Louisiana. Dig a canal, do a well, and then move on and pretty much forget about it.
Looking down on the coast from above, you see the canals everywhere. Straight, dark lines of open water scratched into the light green landscape. Starting back in the 1930s, companies carved these channels to get their drilling equipment and pipelines into the middle of freshwater marshes. Canals meant easy access for those companies, but Muth says they disrupted the natural flow of water and acted like funnels for saltwater.
More and more salt coming in, killing freshwater plants, stressing freshwater plants. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
To Muth, the solution is obvious. Take all the muck they dug out of the marshes and piled up on the sides of the canals, and just scrape it back in.
Then, as we say, we sort of let nature start working.
Filling them back in makes them shallower, and plants quickly start to grow back. And that's better for the ecosystem, too.
You see more of the breeding marsh birds. You see higher utilization by a wider variety of marsh fish.
Every 5 years, the state's Coastal Restoration and Protection Agency, the CPRA, updates its plan for how to restore the coast. The most recent one was approved a couple months ago. It's full of ideas, like building levees and man-made marshes, but not included in the plan, backfilling canals. Scott Eustace is a wetland specialist with the Gulf Restoration Network. He thinks that's a missed opportunity.
It's just the very first thing you can do to fix Louisiana's coast. It would restore a tremendous amount of our freshwater marshes.
Eustace says the oil and gas companies responsible for digging the canals should fill them back in. But he also thinks the state should place way more emphasis on backfilling as a restoration technique. So why then isn't backfilling mentioned in the master plan?
We're really focused on large-scale, you know, landscape-level sort of ecosystem restoration type projects.
Bren Haas works for the CPRA. He says the state uses computer models to figure out what will and won't work. And those models are only capable of testing big projects, projects that are more than 500 acres in size. Even though the open water in all those canals might add up to more than that, each individual canal is much smaller. So he says they just don't make the cut. Plus, Haas says most of these canals are on privately owned land.
You know, we can't go on anybody's property and force them to do something perhaps that they don't want to do. That's an individual landowner decision.
He thinks the state's resources are better spent on big projects that will build big chunks of land. But he's not actually against backfilling. Haas says he encourages landowners to fill in their own canals.
That's certainly something that we want to support. We don't want to get in the way of any of that.
The majority of the coast is privately owned, and so far, very few landowners have been willing to fill in their own canals. Gifford Briggs is vice president of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. One reason for that, he says, is land ownership is complicated when it comes to these canals. The way some of these contracts work, some companies might not allow them to be backfilled. In other cases, Briggs says, some people might actually like having a canal run through their property.
People have probably bought and sold that property 100 times knowing the canals are there, and it gives them access to their duck leases or out to their fishing grounds or to the oyster leases.
So until landowners see a value in backfilling, many of these canals will likely remain open. For WWNO, I'm Travis Lux.